Episode 347 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. There are several women who were important in the life of Jesus Christ. We can learn much by studying their lives and seeing how Jesus engaged with them.
Today's top 10 list.
10 women in the life of Jesus.
Number 1.
Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary's a Jewish peasant girl in a small Galilean village called Nazareth. When she's betrothed to be married to an older man, a respected carpenter named Joseph, she's visited by the Holy Spirit and becomes pregnant. The child, born 9 months later in a Bethlehem cave, is Jesus, the Son of God. Mary treasures many things in her heart as she raises Jesus, but she also has to endure the greatest sacrifice of all time. Her son came into the world to give himself up as a sacrifice himself, the one and only sacrifice that could be made for mankind. She watches him suffer, be tortured, and be mocked, and die a cruel death on a cross. In John 19, verses 25 to 27, we read this. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son," and to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Even while he was dying, Jesus cared for his mother and gave her a new son to love her. Mary is blessed among women, for she is chosen by God to bear his son and raise him. Though there is death, there is yet joy for Mary, as her son does not remain dead. He rises again from the grave, securing eternity for her and all who would believe.
Number 2.
Elizabeth, Mary's cousin. When we meet Elizabeth and her husband Zechariah the priest in Luke 1, they are both elderly and they have never been able to have children. However, God works a miracle so that Elizabeth can conceive. Their child will grow up to be John the Baptist, the person whose role in life is to prepare people for Jesus. After Mary's encounter with an angel, she is with child, and she visits Elizabeth, who is her cousin. When Mary arrives, the baby in Elizabeth's womb leaps with joy, and Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit. She takes great joy in Mary's pregnancy and blessing from the Lord.
Number 3.
Anna the prophetess. Anna is mentioned in the Bible as a prophetess. She is the daughter of Penuel from the tribe of Asher. Her name means favor or grace. All we know of her is found in 3 verses in the New Testament book of Luke. When Anna encounters the infant Jesus in the temple, we see that her life is indeed overflowing with favor and grace. Anna was married only 7 years when she became a widow, and she remained a widow for the rest of her life. Most translations indicate that Anna is 84 years old when she meets Jesus. But it is also possible to translate Luke 2 verse 36 to mean Anna had lived 84 years after her husband died. That would mean Anna is at least 104 years old if she had married at the age of 13. Either way, she had spent the vast majority of her life without a husband and ministering before the Lord in the temple. She's among the first few to bring honor to the kingly babe in a stable. Luke 2 verse 38, "And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem."
Number 4.
Mary Magdalene. Mary is a Galilean, probably from the town of Magdala on the west bank of the Sea of Galilee. Jesus delivers her from 7 demons. She becomes one of his followers. She's a witness to the crucifixion and burial. She's among the women who visit the tomb on Resurrection Sunday. She's the first person to see Jesus alive, and she tells the other disciples about his resurrection.
Number 5.
Mary and Martha of Bethany. Mary, Martha, and Lazarus are siblings who live together in Bethany, a small town in Judea, near Jerusalem. They're faithful followers of Jesus who loves them very much. Often when he is passing through, he spends a night with them. More than anything else, Mary loves to sit quietly and peacefully at Jesus' feet, listening to his teachings. One day, as Mary sits listening to spiritual lessons, her sister Martha wants Jesus to make her help serve. Luke 10, verses 40 to 42, she says, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." The master said, "Martha, dear Martha, you're fussing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. One thing only is essential, and Mary has chosen it. It's the main course and won't be taken from her."
Number 6.
Joanna. Joanna means God is generous. Her husband Chuza has a position of authority in Herod's household, and because people generally married someone of similar social status, Joanna probably belongs to a prominent Jewish family that supports Herod as well. Since she's of high social status and out of place in Galilee, rural Galileans could have held her in contempt and rejected her. But it seems that that is not the case, as she collaborates with other women to support Jesus' ministry.
Number 7.
Mary, wife of Clopas. Another Mary is identified as Mary, the mother of James the Younger and Joseph, and the wife of Clopas, also called Alphaeus in Luke 6, verse 15. She's mentioned as watching the crucifixion of Christ. She's mentioned again as seeing the place where Jesus is buried. And this Mary appears again where she's called the other Mary in connection with the empty tomb, as she was one of the women who brought spices for Jesus' body and met an angel instead.
Number 8.
Salome. Salome is the wife of Zebedee, the mother of the disciples James and John, and a female follower of Jesus. She comes to Jesus with the request that her sons sit in places of honor in the kingdom. She's also one of the women looking from a distance when Jesus is being crucified. With her are Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph and James. These same women are together on the third day after that, bringing spices to Jesus' tomb to anoint him. When they encounter the angel who tells them that Jesus is risen, they run to tell the disciples the good news.
Number 9.
The woman who suffered from an issue of blood. Poor woman, rendered ceremonially unclean for 12 years by a bleeding disorder, touches Jesus in a large crowd. Instead of rebuking her, Jesus addresses her tenderly as daughter, heals her, publicly strengthens her faith, and bids her go in peace.
Number 10.
A woman whose daughter is demon-possessed. Another woman, a foreigner, a Canaanite of Syrophoenicia, whose daughter is demon-possessed, asks Jesus for help. She's persistent, intelligent, and witty, and exemplifies great faith, a phrase elsewhere applied only to a centurion. Jesus' disciples consider this Gentile woman unclean. Jesus tests her spiritual tenacity, enlarges her understanding of spiritual truth, then grants her request, complimenting her for her faith. Father, thank you for the lessons that we learned from studying about various women who were important in the life of Christ. Like Mary of Nazareth, give us obedient and willing hearts. Like Mary of Bethany, give us the desire to sit and learn at Jesus' feet. Like the Canaanite woman, give us great faith. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.